The Health Service has warned that the number of people suffering from respiratory infections is increasing. The HSE says the last flu season was severe and prolonged, but that it's too early to say what the dominant variant of flu will be this year. Dr. Colm Henry is the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer. He joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Is there much flu about at the moment?
Well, we're seeing a slight rise in flu activity, as you might expect, but it's still at relatively low levels. And this will be in line with previous seasons where we begin to see a surge in cases, usually through November and particularly escalating through December. As you mentioned there just before that you commenced the interview, we did see a variant last year, what was called the H1N1 variant. We hadn't seen really as a dominant variant since the season of 2018-2019. And that led to a more substantial flu season with greater impact in terms of people becoming seriously ill, the vulnerable groups, and then the impact that had on our health services in both in terms of the pressures on GPs and in terms of hospitals. It's too early for us to say yet. We're seeing a mixture of flu types. And in many ways, we can't control what that variant will be. But what we can all control is getting the vaccine into people who need that vaccine as early as possible, because we want people to get the vaccine before it's too late, before they contract flu through transmission.
You've been vaccinating people since the start of the month. What has the take-up been like so far?
Well, it's we see a take up relatively the same as last year in terms of the different groups. It's there's a backlog in the reporting or some delay in the report in uploading all the reporting material. But that said, we're seeing a levels of uptake more or less in parallel with what we saw last season. We're particularly anxious this season to not just to ensure that those who are vulnerable, and that is to say the groups that are indicated, those who are 60 or above, those with underlying medical conditions, children aged 2 and 17, pregnant women, carers or contacts of those at risk, and residents of long-term care, but also particularly directing healthcare workers after what was a disappointing season last year in terms of the uptake among that group.
Can I ask you about that? I mean, for several years now, the take-up of the flu vaccine among healthcare staff has been fairly low. Why is that?
Well, in fairness to healthcare workers, it was very, very high during the pandemic, not just for the flu vaccine, but the COVID-19 vaccine, where we saw healthcare workers not just queue up to get the vaccine, but were key to the success of what was a great vaccine program through the pandemic and allowed vulnerable groups to be targeted very early. But we've seen a waning of this in Ireland and in other developed healthcare nations where in post-pandemic years where there's a lower enthusiasm for the vaccine. We did establish 1,500 or more clinics last year for healthcare workers, multiple settings. But we've linked with healthcare workers, representative organisations. We've listened to people as to how we can make as many clinics as possible available in as many settings as possible to make sure that nobody can say they weren't afforded the opportunity. We need healthcare workers in every setting to protect themselves, their families, but also to protect patients and also to protect services. Because as we know, when there's a surge in flu cases or indeed COVID cases, if that's the case, that enough people get sick, it can impact on services too.
Mm-hmm. I know this has proved controversial in the past, but in the UK, nurses have been offered incentives like coffee vouchers to get the flu vaccine. Is that something that's worth considering?
We consider anything we can to maximise the uptake. As I said, there's no target as such. We just want as many healthcare workers as possibly vaccinated. So what we saw last year was an overall HSE uptake of about 32% for the flu vaccine, but a stronger uptake in hospitals and a stronger uptake in some regions and a stronger uptake in some professions, with the medical and dental professions particularly high. So we'd like people to take this flu vaccine for the right reasons. And I think that the strongest incentive we can do is to appeal to healthcare workers based on their own vocation and takes on protecting patients, and based on us affording them every opportunity to get the vaccine, to make sure that nobody has an excuse to say they couldn't access the vaccine.
Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE. Thanks for talking to us on the News at 1.